time to say good morning to Anetsi. Anetsi, good morning. Welcome back, or welcome to the show, and welcome back from your travels to Italy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I trust that you had a good time and savoured the Italian cuisine, if I can put it like that.
Yes, it indeed.
And our topic today, of course, Mediterranean diets. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, so the Mediterranean diet is basically a way of eating, and it's based on traditional cuisine from the countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea. And so if you have a look at what they basically do, there's not a single definition for their diet, but what we know about it is that it's very rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, as well as nuts, seeds, and olive oil. And the reason why they came sort of a spotlight on the Mediterranean diet is that they found it the diet was known to have an effect on long-term disease, especially heart disease, blood vessel problems, so your cardiovascular sort of diseases, because in the 1960s they saw a link between fewer deaths in the Mediterranean countries, for instance Greece and Italy, than in the rest of the world. And that's why people sort of put a little bit of a focus on the Mediterranean diet to really see what are these people doing differently than, for instance, Americans or other parts of the world. And because obviously less heart disease, heart attacks, better cholesterol levels, better blood pressure levels. So that was sort of the benefits of eating this way. So then the other people that follows a similar diet to this would be the people from Japan. So pretty much their food choices is closely linked to the countries, the Mediterranean sort of diet. So what they focus basically is, so it would be plant-based, number one, not meat-based. So they put a lot of focus on eating fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and whole grains, as well as legumes. Mm-hmm. And if we have a look at the portion quantities, you will want to eat 2 to 3 fruits per day. So if we have a look at the fruit portion just quickly, it means like a tennis ball size fruit or a cup of fruit that's been cut up. Mm-hmm. And then also they 4 vegetable portions, which is, it's actually quite a lot. But so a vegetable portion would be a 1/2 cup of cooked vegetables, as well as 2 cups of chopped up leafy type of veggies. So that's in terms of fruit and vegetable quantities. And then the whole grains that they consume would be things like barley, wheat, and then obviously the legume family, like whether it's baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, rich in fiber. So obviously you want to focus on having that. And also with the legume family, there would be protein in. So if we go plant-based, they wouldn't really eat red meat that often. They would get a lot of their protein also from the legume family. And then during a week, you want to sort of have fish and poultry, and legumes and eggs more often than you would have red meat.
Right.
So for protein sources, they really have red meat, mainly fish and chicken, and then the bean family. If we look at the fish that they consume, the ones very rich in omega-3s. So they've got mackerel and herring and salmon, sardines, anchovies, and all of these fishes are very rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and they would go about to eat 2 to 3 times a week, actually, some of these fatty fishes. And we all know that the omega-3s that we get is anti-inflammatory. So obviously, because they've got a lot of fish and omega-3s, They get the benefits of these ones to reduce their inflammation. And also, it helps because it's unsaturated fat that is in there. It helps to reduce inflammation. It also got an effect on your cholesterol levels. So, it will decrease your triglyceride levels. And their fat choices that they use is also unsaturated. So, in the Mediterranean diet, their main source of fat is really olives or olive oil. So you would also always have fresh olives or olive oil, which they would use to, they will drag their bread through olive oil instead of where we would use maybe butter or some or other saturated type of margarine. They've got the natural source of monounsaturated fatty acids. So by eating, by really replacing the saturated fats with monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats from the fish and the olive, this is really where the big benefit comes in terms of cholesterol. So by choosing those types of fats, that really has got the ability to decrease your total cholesterol levels, especially your triglyceride levels, your LDL cholesterol, which is the bad guy, generally, if people speak about it. And that's then where the benefits of the reduced heart disease would come from, because their cholesterol profile is so much better than the other average person. And it's really because they choose good fats, but also not choosing it, they've got it available, and that's really what they're known to eat. So it's almost like they started eating this, not maybe in the beginning purposefully, but almost like unpurposely they did the right thing, and that's sort of where the benefits came from. But yeah, so that is the main focus then on the, if we look at the fats, that's what they do. So for us, if we want to try and incorporate something from the Mediterranean diet, what we should do is we should try and replace if we've got saturated with unsaturated and polyunsaturated. So for us in South Africa, we've got olive oil, we've got grapeseed oil, we've got canola oil. So those options you would want to use in their natural state once again, not something that you would want to heat up, because also for them, they never really heat their oil. It will always be cold over pasta, or they just dip their bread in the cold olive oil, or there's like olive tapenade, which they just crush all the olives together and they use it as a spread. So with the focus on very healthy, fresh, and natural instead of a processed way of that specific food source. And then, very interestingly enough, some of the other elements is also they share food with family and friends. So it's always a social event, because I think if you mingle with people, it brings a sense of happiness and contentment. And that's obviously a lifestyle that they have of eating together around the table with friends and with family. And then also with dairy, a moderate amount of dairy intake. Also, again, the lower fat ones. So you want to sort of, if I have to speak in South African terms, you would want to focus on low fat, 2% type of milk, yogurt, cottage cheese. So, and also with the cheeses that they have, lots of them whey based and not necessarily that high in fat. So, and then with the European countries, I think, which is amazing, is they can do a lot of exercise. People walk wherever they want. They cycle with, they people have bicycles that they cycle to work with. In terms of there's public transport, but still you have to maybe walk from your home to the train and from train to the office. So a lot of physical activity that these people have in conjunction with the fact that they then choose to eat more plant-based than meat-based. And also the other thing is in a moderate amount, a little bit of red wine with a meal maybe. So there's also some of the benefits of red wine, but I mean, that's a topic for another day.
Right.
And also when flavoring their food, they would use fresh herbs and spices, not necessarily spices that's been made with a mix of salt and preservative type thing. So really, really fresh herbs that they use to flavor their food. Yeah, so that's really what the Mediterranean diet is all about. And even for us, if we teach, the main thing that we teach from Mediterranean diet really is to choose your fats carefully, to prepare your food in a good way, and then in conjunction with that, try to eat whole grains, green leafy vegetables, and obviously fruit, because that's the rich antioxidants which protects our cells and help with free radical scavenging. So yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell what the Mediterranean diet is all about.
And in sort of as a dietitian, Unetsi, in general it sounds like it's a pretty good balanced diet. And I mean, the cholesterol stats and the heart disease stats that you mentioned basically speak for themselves.
Yes, definitely a good way of eating. If we sometimes speak about the prudent dietary guidelines, which in terms of weight loss and health is research based, but the similarities between that and the Mediterranean is very much the same. So we would teach the basis of each meal must be, because remember, carbohydrates is still the main fuel for our brain. So we need to have carbohydrate, but your choice should be, you should make the right choice. So yes, we would definitely say whole grains with lean meats. And then obviously, if you can have fish more often, fantastic. Sometimes for us, in South Africa, it's not that easy, but then you can go to the tuna tin or the sardines or the mackerel in the tin. You know, there's nothing wrong with that if you can't have fresh. And if they are in tomato sauce or in a brine, it's totally fine, not necessarily in a saturated oil. That would not be the best choice. And then chicken. I think for us in South Africa, we fortunate we can have venison, which is almost organic and lean. So you can also include that into your diet. And then with the focus of low fats and also good choices of the fat that you add with your food. So really, really a good way to eat. And we actually try and teach people to eat this way and incorporate a lot of these type of habits into their daily life.
So there's some definitely some good in the Mediterranean lifestyle. Kind of makes me want to go and spend time on an Italian or Spanish beach for a couple of weeks.
To get to eat some of the fish and just veggies. And then the other thing is they don't really, their foods with added sugar is really little. So I think for us, commercially, there's so many things available that there's added sugar and not a good thing to add sugar in everything that we consume. Mm-hmm. So, they don't really add a lot of sugar to anything. Okay. So that's the other big benefit of their diet.
Right. So very, very interesting. And definitely some tips that we can bring home and apply to our own diets, where, you know, the greasy chickens and the burgers from the Archers franchise and all of that type of thing could, you know, it could be something that we must maybe just have in moderation.
Yes. And I always say, you know, eating fresh is, It's not an expensive thing to do. I think it's sometimes more a difficult thing to do than expensive, because it would mean that you have to go to a place where you can buy fresh fruit and vegetables, come home and do everything yourself. Mm. But it is available for us to go to a market or sometimes even on the corner of the road, you will see somebody with potatoes and onions and tomatoes and that came from somebody's garden, but to try and really go back to basics and eat real food instead of something that's been processed.
Right, right. And I think that's the message, and possibly one of the strong points of the Mediterranean diet is not much of it is processed.
No, they use fresh produce every day, and that's what they eat.
Wow. And also probably, as you mentioned, you know, getting together for mealtimes, it's part of the lifestyle. So the whole preparation process is probably also part of the whole lifestyle.
Yes, it's a social event. I think if you think about homemade pasta, they generally have good flour to do that with. It's a social event to make that dish. There's always fresh tomatoes involved, which is rich in lycopene, which is a very strong antioxidant. And then obviously olives will majority of the time be there. So not a bad meal.
Right. And maybe tips that we can bring home. Maybe a Friday evening, Mediterranean evening with your friends could be something to plan.
Yes.
As opposed to a bra.
Yeah.
Well, you can have that with a rugby on Saturday.
Yes, for sure.
And would that be considered to be a balanced diet then?
Well, I you can definitely make a bra healthy.
That's true as well. That's true as well. Well, that would be a topic for another chat. But Zanetzi, thank you very, very much. Very interesting, and you know, it's actually interesting what we can take away from other cultures and bring it into our own and look for all the goods and improve our own eating habits as well.
Yes, definitely. Good to learn from other cultures.
Great. So, Netsi, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. And before you go, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe to plan a diet or for nutrition advice, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great day, great week, and we'll chat again next week.